to hear from the team that went to Nicaragua this year. If you know, there have been several who have been going to Nicaragua on an eye team and helping with eye care. Larissa and I and Levi were privileged to go a couple years ago.
I think Levi has gone every year. The last, is it 4 years, Levi? Where are you? Is it four? Okay, I thought so. Last 4 years, Levi has been going down. And so we are going to give them an opportunity, Levi, Delilah, and Larissa, who went this year, to share about that trip this morning. And keep in mind, if you want to go next year, there should be announcements about that coming out. So, and if you don't see them, talk to Levi. It happens usually in January.
Called Medical Mission International, and Medical Mission International is they have as their mission statement as an opportunity to serve Jesus Christ by providing spiritual and physical health care in this world of need, and they have a goal to care for 100 million of the world's needy by the year 2050, and I, by that time, I'll be 120 years old. This year, our team, they have teams for not only eye care, but also for dental care and other medical surgeries and that kind of thing. And this year, just to give you a little idea of what all we did, we worked with eyes. And these are unofficial statistics. But we, in the 2 weeks we were there, we only had, 8 days of clinic, 8 or 9 days or whatever. And we ran through around 2,280 patients. And that means 200 to 275 or so per day. And some days we ran well over 300. And we dispensed over 1,500 pairs of glasses, both readers and prescription. And also had 22 prostheses. And in addition, they did another 170-some surgeries. Most of these were cataract surgeries. And we dispensed of some over 900 sunglasses. And we could have gotten rid of another, 1,500 or so. And a lot of that was made possible by Vacation Bible School group from Belleville, Pennsylvania, and the mother of Liz and, I don't know what your name is anymore, and Jesse's mother spearheaded a lot of that. And the eyeglasses, we also dispensed a bunch of glass cases, and these were most of them made by a sewing group in from Sarasota, Florida, Bethel Mennonite. So I don't know if anybody's from there or not, but at least that's where those came from. Okay, I think the girls have some things to say now.
Well, as Levi said, we were there for 2 weeks, and we stayed in a small town called Rivas, Nicaragua. And we were there with our team was about 30 people. It was actually probably closer to 40 this year, but that's typically about how many go. And this is one of the family doctors that was there, John Yoder from Alabama. Some of you might know him. And
he's an uncle to Liz and Jesse.
we stayed at a hotel in Rivas. This was the hotel that we stayed at. It's called Hotel Gowrie.
And by the way, he's also Stephen Yoder's father, who goes to RBC. Some people know.
This is what we typically ate on a typical day. Gallo Pintos, which is basically rice and beans. It's the average fare you get down there. It's actually pretty good.
Marissa would be very happy if we had this every night.
I would. some other things we ate down there, fresh pineapple, avocados. They had this really salty cheese that was pretty good. Not everyone liked it, though. This was where we worked every day. This is the clinic. It's called Kana, which translated is Canaan. And the surgery people worked at the hospital, which I don't have a picture of. The people that worked there, this was the caretaker and this is his wife and their son, Angel. They were always there cleaning up after us every day, so we'd always get to interact and play with Angel every day. So we're going to go through a typical day, what it was like there.
In the morning, right before we would go and open up the clinic to see all the patients, all of us as a group would just go and just kind of stand next to the people who were in line since maybe like 6:30 in the morning. And we just kind of sing and pray with them. And then the first people that were seeing us singing and praying. And then the first people that were normally seen were the post-op patients, the people who had had surgeries the day before. And they were usually seen by the ophthalmologist. And so yeah, we just checked them out and made sure that they were okay and they were seeing fine. And then the first part of the process was always going in through registration first. We would get their name, their occupation, their age, if they had glasses, and just kind of anything that would affect their vision. And then from there, they went to the health education class. Everybody, it was basically mandatory to go to this class, and some people were like, well, is there any way that I can just kind of bypass that? gotta learn how to be healthy, so really. So it was kind of hard to tell people no. They're like, I'm on my lunch hour, can I just skip it? But everybody had to go through it, so that was always fun. And then after the health education class, somebody would kind of put them in order according to numbers, so it wasn't always that way, and just kind of sit them in chairs, that's what they're called, and just check their vision for both distance and for near.
This was the testing for the far vision. They would have to cover the eye, and Levi would use his trusty finger. You want to show him your finger, Levi, what happens after you point for a long time?
Yeah. After, well, the first year I didn't do any pointing, but after that, one of my jobs was to do just that, and that's the way your finger gets eventually. You know. I don't know if you can read what it says up there or not. Larissa, do you want to read what it says up there?
Sure, it's pretty funny. It says, if a man speaks in a forest where no woman can hear, is he still wrong?
And you know what some of the women down there said? Absolutely.
So after they would get checked for their far vision, I would check them. This was my job. I would check their near vision with a little card that had numbers on it. And it required a little bit of Spanish, which is why I got to do it, since I know some Spanish, but I'm not fully fluent like Lila is. I can pass a little bit. So, that way we would figure out how well they could see, if they needed readers or if they just needed prescription glasses. And then after that, they would see a family doctor who would kind of determine what their exact problem was with their eyes, and everyone would have to go through the family doctor so they would know whether to go get a refraction or to just send them straight to get readers. We had a lot of people that helped out translating. These were two guys from Nicaragua that kind of got pulled into it, and their names were Paul's the one on the left and Melvin's on the right. And they helped the first week with translating, because translators are always needed. And then the second week, when they weren't there, we had a group of high schoolers and teens that helped out. They were helpful most of the time. But they were a lot of fun to talk to as well.
They were only 13 or 14, so they were a little young for these girls.
And these are two girls that also helped out a lot. Candida is on the right, and Rosa is on the left. They did a children's Bible school type thing in the morning for the kids for the first week, and then the second week they helped out with registration. So we got to work with them a lot as well. And we had very great hosting staff in Rivas. Virginia Torres, she's in the red dress. She's one of the head people in Rivas. She's the person you gotta know if you wanna get something done. So she and her group of women, they fed us every day at the clinic and the hospital and just did a great job of making sure we had what we needed while we stayed in Rivas.
And here we have the staff that worked at the hospital. It was usually the same people every day just because, you know, they had the experience and they knew how not to mess up people's eyes. It's always a good thing to have. And then we have some pictures from the surgery that a few of us, well, at least a couple of us, were able to go watch. Not touch anything, just watch. And we have some pictures of that. And one of the things that I learned about was that there was kind of
were cataract surgeries, and there were some strabismus surgeries where their eyes are crossed, they had to straighten them, and then pterygium, which I don't know what that is anymore.
And here, these are actually two, they were sisters or friends. We would always have them.
They were nuns, though.
Yeah, they were nuns. They were really sweet. And the one on the right, she was the one who had gotten the surgery. They were both just really sweet. They were very interactive with all of us, and they even told a couple people to come back, and when they came back, they had to know Spanish. So it was nice having people to, just joyful people, I guess. And that little boy, that's when he was sick. So yeah, they were able to get his eyes straightened out, which was pretty awesome.
For the weekend activity, we got to kind of relax, which was nice. We went to this place, which is called San Juan del Sur, and that's the Pacific Ocean. It's this really nice, picturesque bay, and overlooking it is this Jesus statue, Jesus de la Misericordia, Jesus of Mercy, and you can see it from pretty far away. And you can climb up and kind of get a close-up look. And there was a group that went up earlier in the day, and they went up inside him, I think, into, like, almost to his hand, but apparently they weren't supposed to. There was a guard that's usually there just watching, and it's supposed to be for maintenance, but they didn't know that at the time. So we went up there and tried to go inside it as well, and he's like, no, you can't go in. It's just for maintenance. Like, oh. I shouldn't have done that, but it's a pretty cool overlook.
And then the Sunday that we were there, we were able to take a ferry to the island of Ometepec, and it's basically just two volcanoes that people decided to live on. And there was a small group of us who were able to go to an orphanage and just hang out with some of the kids there. So that was really cool. And then another group was invited to a farm that somebody had out there. And I can't really talk about that because I didn't go to the farm. So I'll just say it was a lot of fun. And we got just to take kind of a mini tour of that. And our last night, I believe, we went back to the clinic, and once we had everything all cleaned up and put away, Virginia Torres brought like a culture dance group to come and just perform some of like their folklore songs for us. And this was one of the girls. They just had a lot of stories that and they just kind of did like an interpretive dance almost. And it was fun. They still really like the dresses.
Couldn't find one though. But in general, that's kind of what we did. If you want to know more details, you're welcome to talk to any of us afterwards. And Levi has a couple additional ones.
Yeah, I should just say that these two girls went on scholarships from that came through Rosedale. They received $1,500 each, but they still had to pay a little bit of money out of that yet, probably another $500 or so. And this scholarship is made available through, actually, the money is funneled through RMM, Rosedale Mennonite Missions. And it's hopefully it can continue. We can give up to two scholarships each year of this particular amount. And so if any of you have interest in helping with scholarship funds, you can see me, or you can just send some money to RMM and indicate it for the Nicaragua project, and it'll get in the right place, in the right pot. Also, other ways of helping are to help collect sunglasses or donate for sunglasses. You can buy them for a dollar a piece at the Dollar Tree here in town, and a few other places you can get them for that too. You can't get them for that at Walmart. They charge you more. Also, you can go on the trip, and especially if you have a medical background of any kind, those are the most needed, along with people who know the language, which of course is Spanish. And then they, of course, need a few other people like me to point. And last, I just want to thank you all for praying for us when we were gone, and I appreciate that. We had a very good trip. And I should say, too, that RBI makes a selection on the who goes, or they give approval, and I think they selected the best that RBI had to offer this year. They did a very fine job.